You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, good morning. Todd Zwillick here, filling in for Celeste. She's on her way to Denver, and I'm here with John Hockenberry. Good morning, John.
Good morning there, Todd, down in Washington. I'm here in
Good morning.
York.
Well, John, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy at the Pentagon, barring gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military, that repeal is off the table, at least for now. The Senate voted against taking it up yesterday as part of a defense bill. There's still a chance for a vote later this year. That's unclear.
And it's a bit of a muddle here, because it was attached to the defense authorization bill. The vote yesterday doesn't necessarily mean that the people who voted against it don't like Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They just didn't like it attached to the authorization bill, right?
Well, that was part of it. And, John, we are so close to the election that all of these issues get muddled up in politics. Even some lawmakers who support the repeal didn't want to give Democrats and their voting constituents a victory this close to the election. And that's just the hard reality of putting a bill like this right before November 2nd.
Got it.
We have a couple of guests who can talk to us about this dynamic and about some of the dynamics of the debate on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Sue Fulton is founding board member of Nights Out, an organization of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender West Point graduates and their allies. She's a West Point graduate herself and a former Army captain. Sue, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're also joined by Dan Choi, former infantry first lieutenant, West Point graduate. He served in Iraq in 2006 and 2007. You might remember Dan Choi because earlier this year he came out as gay on the Rachel Maddow show, and he was later discharged from the Army. Lieutenant, good morning.
Good morning, Todd, and good morning, Sue.
All right, good morning to you both. Well, Sue, let's talk about the vote that took place in the Senate yesterday and the strategy moving forward. John just mentioned that some senators who have supported repeal before, namely Senator Susan Collins, who's on the Armed Services Committee, voted against letting this bill come to the floor yesterday. What's the tactical situation here to get a repeal passed, as a majority of senators say they want to do?
Right. I think there's regrouping, and there's still a lot of effort towards how can we bring this back to the floor. It may be after the midterms. There may be an opportunity before the midterms if there's negotiation. But that will be, you know, we're going to try to work with Senator Harry Reid and see, you know, where can we get that extra vote or two that we need.
Sue, I know that you want Don't Ask, Don't Tell repealed. The point of putting it on the floor yesterday seemed to be repeal, but also to remind gay and lesbian voters that Democrats are on their side. It went down. What did you think of putting it right before the election? It might have passed if they had waited.
Well, there's a question of whether it would have passed or not. Frankly, I think sooner rather than later. I look at this as having been delayed, not having been advanced. It is all political. You're absolutely right, but there is no sense in delaying justice. I think Lieutenant Choi has said that. You don't delay justice. And I think bigger than that, this is hurting our Army every day. They're still kicking people out today. And a bizarre interview with Senator McCain yesterday, where he claimed that the military doesn't go after people who are gay, which we have many members who can personally testify that that's not true. So it's impairing our military readiness every day, and that's what matters to me.
Well, First Lieutenant Dan Choi, you got kicked out of the service after you came out, and it also made you probably one of the most visible national faces of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, your appearances on the Rachel Maddow show and elsewhere. You were one of the most visible faces of repeal until this person came on the scene. Let's hear from Lady Gaga.
I think it's amazing because very rarely do you see stars take their own...
Repeal, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, or go home, go home, go home, go home, go home, go home.
All right, Dan Choi, clearly that's Lady Gaga, not the person who was on the phone with us there at the top. How do you feel about Gaga taking over sort of the face of repeal and the white phosphorescent glow of her fame? Is it helping?
Visibility is the key element of success for our community and for this issue in particular. If you think about don't ask and don't tell, what those words really encompass is that you have to hide and you're not allowed to be a visible leader, which of course is contrary to any of the training that we get from day one at West Point. So when I see Lady Gaga stepping up, just like any of the soldiers who've stepped up, and I want to point out, I was not the first person to step up and say that don't ask, don't tell is wrong, and this is what's happened to me. There's 14,000. Her rally was entitled for the 14,000 that were discharged, and so she's right to step up there. And I think as a military person, just like so many people in the military, what we respect is not just rank or age or medals. We respect somebody who steps up and takes responsibility, uses the pulpit that they have, uses the office that they have.
Well, Dan Choi, I don't want to cut you off. I don't want to cut you off, but we want to hear from exactly a person like that, somebody serving now who's not out. We have an Army combat engineer who says she's gay, but she's not out. Let's listen to this.
I think it's amazing because very rarely do you see stars take their own time, you know, to the level that she has and work so closely with SLDN to really create change and get the voice out there for everyone that, you know, she's just such a pop icon that it's great to have someone like that out there. I think the issue is that I don't know if it's really reaching out to the people that it needs to reach out to, such as, you know, the Republican leaders and senators that are making these decisions.
Dan Choi, quickly, one of your comrades there approves, but the vote failed. Lady Gaga wasn't effective.
Well, I think, you know, when I listen to some of Lady Gaga's lyrics, that whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you can understand when Lady Gaga sings "My Poker Face, My Poker Face," she's got to love nobody. I mean, that's something that "Don't Ask, Don't Tell" forces. It says you cannot love anybody. You're not.
And we'll probably hear from her again. You can't love anybody if you can't love yourself. Dan Choi, former first lieutenant, kicked out of the military. Also joined by Sue Fulton, founding board member of Knights Out, an organization of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender West Point graduates and officers. Thank you both.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.